Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Bootstrap Businessman, the podcast focused on developing the entrepreneur within on a shoestring budget. I am your host, number one international best-selling fitness author, Dale L. Roberts, and I am joined by my co-host, the Midwest best, Kevin S. Allen. And today, we don't have a special guest. We just said, you know what, let's go without a guest today because Kevin and I, we got a lot of things on our mind and we got a lot of things on our platter. And we thought, you know, instead of eating up into time that we can interview somebody really good, we said, let's just make today all about bootstrap businessmen. So, Kevin, how you feeling today, bro?
Man, I'm doing good, doing good. I brought home a new trophy today for won a world championship in shuffleboard, man. Really, really happy about that. Yeah.
Congrats, man. Yeah. I know somebody famous, man.
No, man, just doing great, dude. It's been a fantastic Sunday, other than the fact that it's been about 30 degrees here. So, yeah, you came out at the right time, man. The weather took a turn for the worse. So you got back home just in time.
Yeah, it's here's a little bit of lesson that we can share with some people. When it comes to travel and such, you just got to keep that shit under wraps. I don't post on social media. I don't really make an announcement unless I'm actually visiting someone specific, and they usually keep that on lockdown. But, you know, just for safety's sake, you always want to make sure that you are keeping that stuff off of social media, because the thing is you're welcoming, you know, predators out there, people that are going to try to prey on your house and your belongings. And, you know, I'm not a man of great wealth. I'm not going to make any grand allusions to that. And I'm pretty minimalist when it comes to the way I live. But the very few things that I do own, I value. And, of course, you know, my cat's here and she'll fuck somebody up if they come into the house. But and, you know, I make precautions as well. We have people that look after our house. But in the same instance, that's one of the things, you know, so many people were like, why didn't you tell me that you were coming into town? Well, I'm not trying to announce to everybody that, you know, I'm leaving my house all by itself. You know, please come on in, people, make yourselves at home. You might as well. It's, you know, just got to be careful on that. So, yeah, this past Wednesday was just an awesome show with Carrie and Julian. Carrie and Julian were so much fun. And I tell you, I think that they're the epitome of hardworking, hardworking people. And there's so many people out there just busting their asses for a paycheck. And, you know, whether that's a, you know, bootstrap businessman or a person that's working a 9-to-5 job, but I hope that whatever you're doing in your life, that what you're doing is making you happy, making you fulfilled, and, you know, not just attaining something, you know, attaining a paycheck's all well and good, but fulfilling your soul and your obligation to your happiness is, it should be at the forefront of your mind. Wouldn't you agree, man?
Absolutely, man. And that's one of the things that I took away from them. They work their asses off first and foremost, but dude, they're so passionate about it. Like, they don't even, they talked about their hours and stuff that they put in, but honestly, I could feel from them, it doesn't feel like that. It just feels like this is our heart. This is our, you know, dream or passion, whatever you want to call it. And it's just coming out. So they really don't feel like they're working, if you will, because they're building their dream, not somebody else's. So, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. They were tremendous. You know, when we had disconnected, I was actually able to spend, because Carrie is my sister-in-law, and Julian, of course, is her fiancé/husband. And just both tremendous individuals. Carrie's just as sharp as they come. Obviously, she's Kelly's, you know, middle sister. And all three of the Haas girls are just brilliant. They're very smart, very intuitive when it comes to doing some great business ventures. But Julian is awesome. I mean, I'm telling you what, he is. They broke the mold when they made that guy. He's just tremendous. And I even said from day one, I just said that there's something special about this kid. He's got that it factor. And when we disconnected off the phone, he lives, breathes, eats, sleeps food. I mean, and it's not like he is like a morbidly obese guy or anything like that. He's a pretty small guy. But he knows a lot about food, and it's so cool to talk to him about it and talk to him about his ideas and where he came from to, you know, because that was kind of cool hearing about him talking about, you know, growing up, bring a packed lunch, and he had all these exquisite meals, but he was just wanting potato chips and peanut butter jelly sandwiches like the other kids. Isn't that funny?
It is funny. And now he's like, you know, appreciative of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, it's so funny that
grow up that way.
Right, yeah, and you know, it was so funny. My mother, growing up, and you got to know her, and anybody listening to this, you know, Kevin and I have actually said this in previous podcasts before. You know, Kevin and I have known each other since I was barely a teenager, so he's a few years my senior. Was real best friends with my brother, so that's how we know each other very well. And my mom was really, really cool. Growing up, she wouldn't pack our lunches. She would allow us to pack it, but we were typically allowed to kind of ask what we wanted. And she gave me an option between, well, you can pay for your lunches. I'll give you the money. You go ahead and get the lunches there at the cafeteria, or you can pack it here. It'll save us a little bit of money and get whatever you want. You want peanut butter and jelly sandwiches? Great. You want bologna sandwiches? Awesome. You want potato chips? Great. You know, my mother allowed me some freedom. I think Walt would probably disagree with me when it comes to that. But I kind of felt like, you know, I pretty much got what I wanted in, you know, whenever I went to lunch at school. So it's so funny to hear. I could almost feel for Julian when he was sharing that, you know, he's just kind of like, oh, they've got peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and chips. And, you know, and these kids are probably looking at these exquisite meals and going, oh, homemade food? Are you kidding me? I've got all this awesome processed food. I mean, yeah, look at this. Hooray, I've got some Cheetos. This shit's good for you. And he got a very good early lesson in life. So I loved hearing his story, and we were able to talk even more after the call. And, you know, I got to see so many layers to such a brilliant young man in his 20s. I mean, guy's in his 20s, and he's
wow.
Infinitely wiser than most 20-year-olds. Sorry, any 20-year-olds that are on here. Hopefully you haven't bunched yourself into that group. I'm not calling anybody a bunch of dum-dums, but Julian's definitely a cut above. So, yeah, if you guys haven't had a chance, go back onto the our episodes this past Wednesday. Our guests were Carrie and Julian. Go back, listen to it. And do us a favor, if you can, when you do listen to it, pop over to our Facebook page and leave a comment that you listened to it and tell us your thoughts about how Julian and Carrie felt. You know, they gave very interesting perspectives, and so opposite, but they get along so well. They're such a great couple. But I would love to hear from the listening audience. Leave your comments over at our Facebook page. That's over at Bootstrap Businessmen on Facebook. So definitely take a look at that.
Yeah, they were definitely a yin and yang for sure, man. But, you know, the passion was definitely there, just different perspectives. But, man, they meshed so well. I mean, you could tell that just talking. He's only in his 20s?
He's only in his 20s, and Carrie's barely broke her 30s. So, yeah, it's tremendous. Those guys have a bright future ahead of them, and I imagine, you know, the day will come that the two of them will be owning their own franchise of restaurants, if not their own wildly successful restaurant. Because right now, truth be told, you know, they're obviously working for a family, but, you know, they're building that business, essentially, each one of those locations from the ground up. And they're kind of the go-to people to go and fix up some of the places, too. I know Julian was saying the next day after I was going to be leaving that he was having to go to another location, kind of help out a little bit in the kitchen, you know, kind of get them up to standards, according to the company standards and such. So that's really, really awesome. I'm very proud of both of them, and they're very, very tremendous. I think at this point, you know, I need to get my youngest sister-in-law, Mackenzie, on here. That way we can just go ahead and get the whole thing put together, you know, and have it rounded out so the whole family's been on here. I'd bring my brother on, but I think that would probably end up into just a comedy hour between the three of us.
It would definitely be an entertaining show. I do feel that way. I don't know how much we would learn about being an entrepreneur, but it would be funny.
yeah, for sure. Maybe just for shits and giggles, we should definitely do that. Hey, Man, I got something to admit to you, and I'm not gonna make this sound too scripted because obviously we've had this conversation prior to this through message, and we started briefly touching on it the 5 minutes before the hour. But dude, I got a problem. When I had published your journal, okay, fuck it, you can't rule the world from the couch, the guided work journal, available on Amazon. Plug, plug. remember, if you're gonna order that, order it in the link down below. We didn't do our plugs, by the way. We just jumped right into things. Fuck it. That's how we roll. Yeah.
How we roll.
But any of it, when I put it together on CreateSpace, there was two parts to it as far as the video goes, because I wanted everybody to kind of see how do you set up a CreateSpace account, and how do you upload the book, and then how you process it when it, they approve that. And I did it into a video series. Now, it didn't take me too long. I used a software called Camtasia, and Camtasia is for free for 30 days. Okay, so in any event, I recorded it, and I said, well, at that particular time when I did it, I said, I'll come back to it and I'll render it, which rendering means, you switch it from one file to the next. So I actually had it underneath what's called a .cmproj, pretty much CamProj. That is only readable through Camtasia. Now, if you want to have it readable universally speaking, you've got to convert it to MP4. Typically, when you're doing like a video 5 to 10 minutes long, it's going to take about 10 to 20 minutes of rendering on Camtasia. So when I finished those videos, I said, I'll get to it later. I said, I'll get to it later. I did something pretty bad, dude. I procrastinated. So hopefully you're kind of following along here, what probably came next. 30-day trial finishes up. And I think, oh, no problem. I'll just go ahead, go back to Camtasia, and just give them a different email address and just download it and do it again. It wrong. They have some kind of fail-safes in place that essentially for clowns like me that try to go and work the system, they pretty much get it to where it's blocked. Now, if there's any computer nerds listening in, please send me an email. Tell me, if there's like a workaround or a hack to this. But I think at this point I'm pretty screwed because if I want to use Camtasia, it's $99. And you guys are listening to a bootstrap businessman. That means that I'm a rather frugal individual, and I'm finding it hard to part ways with $99 to render 2 5-minute videos on how to do CreateSpace and upload a book. So now I'm stuck with these two videos that are not formatted, and man, I'm at a bit of a crossroads. Procrastination has screwed me, man. What do they call procrastination, anyways? The stealer of dreams, the thief of dreams.
Thief of Dreams, yeah, is one I've heard the majority of. But yeah, wow, dude. And honestly, everything we've been talking about, for you to drop $100, that's for just two videos.
Two videos.
Yeah, you'd really have to think long and hard about that. Are you going to use the service in the future?
I imagine I probably will. I'll probably end up caving in and doing the $100. However, you and I have really been steadfast in how we've approached bootstrap businessmen. And once we get past the point of talking procrastination, we'll talk about some of the progress we've made over the last couple of months and what we're going to be looking at over the next, couple of months to 90 days as far as how the business is going to be progressing. But, we pretty much have been steadfast in the fact that we aren't trying to pull any money out of pocket. What we're trying to do is raise the funds and pay for the necessities. So I can't find it within my business model under fitness to actually pay for Camtasia because I almost never need something like that. And self-publishing, my self-publishing brand, it could work in there, but in the same instance, that's going to take money out of there, and I got to kind of justify the expense. And here's the thing is, if I had enough foresight, I would have looked into the free option. So for instance, Screencast-O-Matic is one free service. You could buy their service for like 30 or $40, and you can just get the software, and you can get the software and you can use the screen share and your video at once. That's the really the gimmick about it, is you can look at what's on the screen, you can see the person talking, that kind of a thing. So it's kind of like a nice little split screen type deal. Well,
Okay.
Screencast-O-Matic does that, but they put their little stamp on it if you do the free one, which, I'm not completely dick bent on that. I mean, that's cool. It's not so intrusive that I think somebody who's watching one of my videos would either be confused or be turned off. they'll probably see it and go, oh, yeah, he recorded it with Screencast-O-Matic. Oh, well. Well, see, unfortunately, I just didn't have the foresight when I grabbed Camtasia to look into these free resources such as Screencast-O-Matic. So once again, I'm stuck with two videos that I can't convert. And I've looked at every option outside of some of them that, unfortunately, I'm just not willing to download the software without knowing the company, because there are some companies that say, you know, on their, you know, you do a quick Google search, how to convert Camproge over to MP4, and most people say, well, get the Camtasia software. But then there are the other ones that are a little bit more unscrupulous that say, oh yes, you can come over and buy our stuff. I'm kind of like, no, that's okay, creepy Macho Man Randy Savage sounding character guy that just talked to the microphone. that did kind of sound like a creepy Macho Man Randy Savage. Hey, brother, come out to my van. I got candy.
Snap into a Slim Jim.
I'm going to get you to snap into my Slim Jim. Come try this Camtasia-free software.
Nice. Oh, dude, that you got to – okay. So when we do the Fail to Succeed book on ACX – that's the voice that has to read it.
Yes, yes. We're going to have to get a hold of somebody. So anybody that's listening, we actually will be putting up an audio book for Fail to Succeed. So if you've got a Macho Man sounding voice, that's all we're hiring right now. That's all we're hiring.
I think it would be
imagine?
Hilarious.
It actually would be pretty damn funny.
Ooh, brother. Ooh, get your fail. Ooh.
I can only imagine just reading some of the quotes, you know, that are in there. You know, the stories on Colonel Sanders and Deepak Chopra, you know.
And then he dropped Deepak. A file on top of his head. And then that man went on to become Dr. Deepak Chopra.
Yes.
But, man, did we rabbit trail? Or what? I want to talk about procrastination, man. And, I'm feeling a little bit bad, and I know you. You're kind of like, fuck it, you know, hey, look, we learned a lesson from it, and, you know, obviously that's one of the biggest failures. What's the deal with procrastination? Why do you think people procrastinate? Because we know why I procrastinated, because I believed that I would do it later instead of doing it at the time, and I felt like I was saving myself a little bit of time and heartache when, in fact, actually I added to it. Why do people procrastinate?
Oh man, you know, honestly, dude, it's a mindset thing. Yes. You know, and we're all guilty of it at some point or another, right? Saying I'll do it later, but you know, and Dale, I know you, man. This is when you say you're going to do something, dude, I don't even question that. It's done, right? So with this was something that, you know, you're like, "Hey, I've got 30 days, but I've also got a ton of other things, so I'll get to it." And you know, time just got away from you. So it wasn't like you were like, you know. But typically, what I've seen and what's happened to me truly in the past and stuff before, man, is I say, you know, I'll do it later. And what it is is the way that I've felt about those situations and stuff, one thing, I don't seem as important when they are. I feel like I don't have enough time is typically the big one. And when you say, I don't have enough time to get that done right now, I'll do it later, well, what's going to happen? You're not going to have time to do it later.
Yeah.
And then another one, you know, the second biggest one that I feel, that I've seen and heard, there's a fear involved with actually accomplishing that task, because maybe you do not understand completely.
Yeah.
You're afraid to fail, right, at doing the process or task, whatever is given. You know, those are the biggest things that I've seen from folks and listening to people and, you know, coaching people along and stuff, you know, throughout my life. That's one of the biggest things, man. When you break it down, and if you can really get somebody to be honest with you, they're afraid. They're honestly afraid to fail.
Really, that's a sad thing. Here's a good quote, and I'll probably bust out a few quotes as we're progressing on, and maybe you and I can discuss it just a little bit more. Here's a quote by Christopher Parker. Procrastination is like a credit card. It's a lot of fun until you get the bill.
That's a good one.
Sure. I think in this instance, boy, I got the bill. It's $99 friggin' dollars. So, you know, I in my instance, I don't think it was necessarily a fear of failure for me, and maybe some other people can kind of relate. It's almost an ego standpoint where you feel like, you know, well, I can do that later. I'll get it accomplished later because I'm that damn good. And see, that's what I was thinking was, oh, I've got 30 days to get this done, and I will be able to get it done. Well, unfortunately, my ego kind of took over and said, I would be able to remember this later, much rather than taking it and putting it on my task list, like, say, tomorrow or the next day, you know, before the 30 days ran out. So it was like a credit card, but then I forgot the bill was going to be coming, and the bill was within 30 days, and that was $99. Either I could do it for free, or I could do it for $99. So that's the huge hiccup that I think I ran into. So as far as planning goes, it was poor planning for me. I shouldn't have just procrastinated. I should have put it off, but also done it in a manageable amount of time that it wasn't going to cost me $99 to get it completed. So something as simple as my task list, which, you know, a lot of people don't like to-do lists, but I think for someone like me, I'm very ADHD. It was something clinically that I was given, you know. My doctor said, hey, you have ADHD. We can go ahead and get you some medication. And I said, fuck that. No, let's see about how we can manage it. And one of the ways that he had me manage it was writing down or creating a list of things that needed to be done and then put them in the priority that they go in, you know. And based on a daily basis, I could readjust that list accordingly. And, of course, if I would have had that particular task and said, deadline must be done here, I think I probably would have had that done. But sadly, I just left that to memory. And once again, procrastination is like a credit card. It's a lot of fun until you get the bill. I just got the bill, and man, that bill sucks. That's $100 I can use towards food, $100 I can use towards podcasts. It's $100 I could use towards, a party. $100 I could use towards flying out to Ohio to visit you again.
Yeah, man, speaking of which, you know, not going off topic too far here, I wish I would have more time with you, but, hey, I got to see you after 24 years. I was pretty happy about that. You know, it was just good to see you face to face.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I'm certainly glad you didn't procrastinate doing that. That was so awesome. And To describe, you know, you had such a long day of, you know, first of all, getting up early in the morning. You had to head up to Mansfield and do your normal rounds and visit some businesses and shake some hands, kiss some babies. Not shake some babies and kiss some hands. That's never a good thing.
I shake the babies and kiss the hands. So.
Shake the babies and kiss hands. Never a good thing. But, any event, you went out and you did your normal thing. And then you actually came back down. And here I was in the south portion of Columbus, and here you're up in the northern tip of Columbus and had to drive all the way back down, and bloodshot eyes. Thank goodness you didn't procrastinate and said, oh, I'll just visit him before I leave, because that was our only opportunity that you and I were able to meet up. So I'm very thankful that you didn't put it off, because otherwise that was that would have been a thief of time. Procrastination is the thief of time. That's actually how the quote goes, by the way. I found the quote.
Well, here's another one for you. Procrastination is an opportunity's assassin. So, yeah, man, it was a long day. But you know what? I was excited to see you and meet your wife and stuff. Dude, just what a pleasure it was. You know, you've got definitely got a great partner there.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, I could tell the way you guys get along. And it's just so open and honest. I just loved it. You know, just a good energy. So... wish we could have kept kicking it, passed through the wee hours of midnight and stuff there. But, this guy back up again, 5 a.m. and, a lot of things to take care of and stuff. But, you know, I wasn't going to miss the opportunity to at least see you. If it would have been 5 minutes, man, I had to make that happen. You know, that was a goal. It had to happen. So, yeah, for sure. I can't wait till the next time. It's kind of funny. Probably shouldn't be announcing this, but we are looking for flights and stuff out. We definitely want to come out. We want to go to Sedona, but we're going to tack on an extra couple of days because we want to, come hang out with you. So awesome. Look forward to that happening. Yeah, for sure. But I don't know, man. It's just that was great. It's good for the soul when you see somebody you haven't seen them for a long time and. you know, you're doing something with them, you talk to them all the time. Now, you and I have seen each other like a million times over video, but it's still never the same seeing somebody face-to-face, being able to shake their hand, give them a hug. You know, there's a different and I know I get all weird about this, but there's something that happens with your soul at that point. Mm-hmm. You know, it feels like something has been re-energized, or it was kind of calmed a little bit because, you know, I haven't seen you in forever, so it's like, oh, man, what's the deal, this, that? You know, you're just conscious, you know, your unconscious mind is always going like 1,000 miles an hour, and it just kind of put that at ease. Like, okay, this guy's real. It's not just some video imagination. You know what I mean? So, yeah, no.
Yeah.
I know I'm rambling on, but man, I was just so excited to see you. So.
You know, it's something, it's this great, you know, since we're being very vulnerable, I hope that you don't mind me bringing this up. I mean, you know, it was a two-way street when it comes to us keeping track of each other over the years. You know, especially with, you know, you and my brother, you guys were best of friends back in the day, you know. You guys were definitely almost inseparable, it seemed like, back in the day. And but, you know, you brought up something. Maybe you know, the whole procrastination point kind of brings up something that you could probably share, the fact that, you know, we just kind of lost contact. Now, obviously, 24 years is quite a bit of time. Do you think procrastination had something to do with that you were just kind of putting it off until, you know, someday that you were going to go, okay, well, I'll get a hold of you?
Oh, absolutely, man. I mean, that's 100%. You know, I'll do it. You know what? This weekend, I don't have anything to do. I'll look them up and let me find something else to do. Or I'll find a way to get a hold of them. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it next week. Maybe, oh, Christmas is coming around. Maybe I'll look them up for that and wish them a Merry Christmas. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then before you know it, you know, it's 24 years later. And I got to be honest with you. That's went by. It honestly feels like yesterday, dude. Just to be honest with you, 24 years. I know people are like, man, 24 years. But when you were an obsessive workaholic and helping somebody else build their dream, thinking that you were doing something for yourself, you know, really, time, it's just lost. You know, and I wish I could go back. Probably the only regret in my life was being that obsessive, you know, crazy workaholic, and everything else, you know, just fall to the wayside. Or I'll do it later, I'll get to them later, I'll say hi later, I'll write a letter, or, you know, I'll look up their phone number or their Facebook or something, you know, I'll do it later. Then it's 24 years later, dude. You know, I mean, you know, anybody listening, if you were friends, if they come into your mind just wondering how they're doing, look them up. Seriously, do it. It is good for you. It'll be good for that person. It's, you know, it clears your unconscious mind a little bit. So, and, you know, that it does, you know, it really does. But dude, man, your energy level, if anybody gets a chance to be around Dale, do it. It's infectious. You know, you do not sit still for 1 second. You know what I mean? And that, to me, I love that. No, man, I love that, you know, and it's contagious. Long day, I would say at that point, probably 18 hours into the day, you know what I mean? And I felt like I had energy. Like, I was like, oh, I can keep going, but then I'm looking at the clock going, clock's kind of against me right here. So, but no, man, procrastination, absolutely. You know, sorry for running off with that, but procrastination, if you feel or think, I wonder how this person is doing, reach out to them, because you know what, they're probably thinking the same thing, you know. So reach out to them. Don't wait another minute, don't wait another hour, because if you do, you might never get that chance.
That's true. I mean, a lot can happen between, you know, 24 years, and one of the things that you can probably live to regret is not being able to meet up with a person and be able to reconnect. Yeah. I think one of the things that happens with me, and that hopefully somebody can listen to this, and we'll tie this back into what this means with business, because obviously we talked about Camtasia, but I want to talk about, you know, pursuing your business and procrastination, why you shouldn't hold off on that. But, You know, let's look at, here's a really good quote here for you. And I think, Kevin, you can relate to this one the most. It's, procrastination is the kidnapper of souls and the recruiting officer of hell. So you obviously have a certain bit of burden now that you're like, well, man, I missed out on those 24 years. But I'm super glad that we did. One of the huge reasons I think a lot of people hold off of connecting and rekindling a relationship, let's say, for instance, I mean, some of my wrestling buddies I've been out of contact with. I mean, Jobber was probably a good prime example. He and I hadn't talked in a few years. And the problem is it gets to be almost awkward where you're kind of like, you have a certain sense of guilt where you're like, oh, man, I haven't talked to that person in a long time. Will we connect? Will we not connect? When we get together, it might take an hour. What I would recommend is just diffuse the situation. Just try to cross the bridge instead of worrying about how long the bridge is. Just cross the bridge.
Yeah.
Call up, say, hey, what's happening? Kevin, it's been forever and a day since we talked. I only got 5 minutes, but it's 5 minutes that I know it's going to be really awesome for the both of us. How's life going? Go. 5 minutes. I mean, everybody can spare 5 minutes for that person that you haven't talked to in a long time, that family member that you haven't talked to. You know, just even if you haven't even talked to him since last week, make that connection, because I'm going to tell you, you don't want to live with the regret for the rest of your life that there was a portion of your life that you went without connecting with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, regret is just fucking terrible. I mean, it's one of the worst things that you have to live with. And there's some people that I think that they get so ego-driven, they're like, I have no regrets. Fuck you. Everybody has a regret. You know? You regret saying those fucking things, because everybody has a regret. I mean, you know, I regretted taking so many bumps in wrestling because now I'm feeling it in my spine. I regret not, you know, talking more instead of, you know, throwing myself down on the mat, because that was one thing that Lance Storm told me. He was like, you're a great talker. You should talk more because you're not great at wrestling. And I was just like, thanks. But he gave me a great learning point. But I regret not taking him up on that, because it was true. I could talk like nobody's business. And that was one thing that he knew that came through. I can go into other regrets, but, you know, nonetheless, is don't live with that regret of not making that connection with somebody that you love or have loved in the past, or at least had a small friendship. Because I'm so glad I connected with you, Kevin, and I'm glad that you initiated that, because, you know, truth be told, life had gone such a breakneck speed that some of my childhood and my upbringing had gotten buried. I mean, sometimes my best friend Harold, he'll share things that I'd done over the years, and I'll be like, I said what? I did what? You know, and I'm kind of like going, well, gee whiz. But, you know, that's really that's the thing is, you know, you want to make sure that you're connecting with people, and don't live with that regret. Don't meet with the recruiting officer of hell, if you will. So, but, you know, let's look at something when it comes to procrastination and pursuing your dreams. Why do you think? Let's, you know, we went back and, you know, we're talking about fear of failure. What do you think is stopping somebody from creating their own business, even if it was part-time?
You know, if you want to tie it to fear of failure, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, they're afraid that if they do this, okay, and the failure might not be attempting it. They might feel like they're going to fail in their maybe their family or their friends or their partner's eyes, right?
Yeah.
And they don't want to live with that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest thing that they will end up living with is if they don't do it, is that they wish they would have. You know what I mean? I hear that all the time. You know, I wish I would have, wish I would have. But to me, I think that's the biggest thing. You know, there's a fear. They're like, I'm not going to be able to do this. Because they've been, you know... Go ahead.
Would you say that it's a fear of unknown as well? Some people are afraid of the unknown.
Sure, for sure. You know what I mean? It's what is it? What is the term? You know, if you don't know something, right, you're afraid of it.
Having that lack of knowledge.
Yeah, it's definitely a lack of knowledge. You know, they're afraid that they might look dumb. Okay, I've heard, you know, I don't want to feel stupid if I do this. You know, you're not. You know, you're not gonna feel stupid. But, you know, people do say that. You know, they don't know. They don't know where to find the resources. Maybe they need a little guidance, you know, and they're afraid to ask for it because their ego is in the way. So, yeah, man, definitely for sure. You know, the unknown. I don't know if this is going to work. I don't know. Here's the thing, man. Here's the crazy part. We don't know that we're going to wake up tomorrow.
That's true.
You know, but yet we kind of just put ourselves on autopilot and go.
Just assume that we're going to have tomorrow. It's almost like we get this sense of entitlement and believe that we're going to have tomorrow. But yet, you know, if you're not acting now, I promise you, you know, you never know. Something as bad as, you know, being hit by a bus could happen to you. Or, you know, something as simple as you just don't make it through the night. And I've known many people over the years because of working in the healthcare industry that, you know, they would have never told you that we'd have, you know, not made it through the night. They just literally died in their sleep. And, you know, I think that if they had it to live it all over again, and some people, even the young ones, if they had to live it all over again, I can guarantee you that they would look at every single 24-hour period as just a gift. And, you know, people can sit there and make the you know, oh, it's the present, and that's why, you know, it's a gift. No, no, it's 24 hours. I mean, it's borrowed time, man. You're borrowing time to stay alive. So, you know, procrastination is definitely going to do that. Here's what I would recommend, dude, and hopefully you can kind of get behind me on this. If, for instance, you're looking at a business venture, okay, let's say, for instance, self-publishing for me was brand new. I'd never wrote a book in my life, and I didn't know how to put it out there. One thing I would just recommend is if you're looking at starting a business or going into a business, even as a hobby, is make goals. Set goals. That's going to be the huge thing. And, you know, that's why I was saying, you know, a to-do list for me would have probably writing that task down of doing the Camtasia video, putting that task down, having it time specific, that's kind of a goal. So I would actually recommend something. This is something I do with my clients in personal training is I get them to set SMART goals. Have you ever heard of this dude, SMART goals?
Yeah.
So SMART goals works like this. It's essentially an acronym. And what it represents is SMART is each one of the letters is going to be SMART as in S being specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-bound. So you can see that the different letters of SMART represent something. So if you're listening to this podcast, write it down. Specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-bound. So, you know, in the instance, we're going to go back to the well on this one when it comes to the Camtasia video. Specific, well, gosh, I need it to convert it to MP4. Measurable, well, that's simple. It just would take 10 to 20 minutes possibly to do it. Is it achievable? Absolutely. While I had the program for free, it was definitely achievable. Now it's not so much that it's not achievable, but it's only achievable with $99. Realistic.
right.
You know, realistic, was it realistic? Absolutely. And time-bound would have been something like before the 30 days expired. So, you know, when it comes to, like, say, for a business that you're going into, so let's just say you're wanting to set up a hot dog stand. You know absolutely nothing about setting up a hot dog stand. I want you to think about how you're setting up a business. Think of it, and this is probably, I mean, just a concrete way of doing it, but this is probably why people procrastinate is they look at something like setting up a hot dog stand or, you know, running a quilting business. They look at it as Mount Everest. They think to themselves, well, maybe I can do it in one step. It's the same kind of problem people have when they want to lose 100 pounds or 200 pounds or even 10 pounds. They think to themselves, well, I can accomplish that in no time. Or they think to themselves, I don't know where to start. They notice it's Mount Everest. Either way, what ends up happening is they come to that mountain and then they put it off because they think to themselves, well, ooh, that's easily 100,000 steps to the top. Man, that's tough. But that's the important thing is just always remember if you can just take one step at a time. You know, how do you eat an elephant? You know, one bite at a time. And SMART,
the big ass fork.
Yeah, and a big-ass fork and a huge, hearty appetite. And that's what, you know, when it comes to your business, if you don't know how to run a hot dog stand, find out who has been successful in it, okay? Do research. That's your first step. You know, if you know nothing but you have a desire to do it, find out the successful people. That's going to be your first step. And then reverse engineer that. Find out what brought them, where did they start out to how they ended up. So successful hot dog vendors are probably who you're going to want to go to. If you want to set up a hot dog stand, you know, go talk to somebody who runs a hot dog stand. You know, regardless of the business that you're in, find out the successful people and model what they've done. It's something Tony Robbins says in a lot of his talks is find out the successful people, model what they're doing, and you'll be successful too. Don't reinvent the wheel. Damn. I mean, it's really, that's what it comes down to. And sometimes I think procrastination, this is what happens, is people fear the unknown, or they notice that Mount Everest is 100 freaking thousand steps to the top, which, by the way, I don't know. Please, nerds out there, you don't need to be hitting me up and telling me, well, actually, it's 2,503,222 and a half steps. You know, you get the idea. Yeah. Mount Everest being a very high mountain, you know, and hell, sometimes people will make a mountain out of a molehill. And I think that what it came down to with my procrastinating the Camtasia, I made a mountain out of a molehill. I literally should have just went ahead, went on my computer, and converted it immediately and just invested that 10 to 20 minutes instead of making it a Mount Everest of a task. So that's really what it comes down to. So smart goal setting, is that something you do it often at all?
Absolutely. Every step of my process, what I'm doing in my business, what I want to achieve, say, over the next 6 months, year, I start breaking that down into quarters, okay, what I can achieve in a quarter, and then what I do from there is I break it down into what can I do each 30 days, right? So then I have a 90-day plan, 90-day, 180, and then obviously 365. So absolutely, man, and I'll start breaking them down to, and it's not minute details. It's got to be detailed. Now, don't get me wrong. It has to have details to it, right? How are you going to do this? But don't get caught up in the details or you'll never get started, first and foremost.
Yeah.
So just break it down into, and then, you know, start looking at it. Okay. So say April 1st, by April 1st, I had all of those 51 rate analysis completed. Okay. So now what I'm going to do is my goal for this quarter is to initiate those 51 rate quotes, which would in turn develop into 51 new clients. Seems daunting, but very achievable. Okay, once you break it down into, it's not even 30 a month, right? So maybe, let me see. I don't have that notebook in front of me. But if you divide 51 divided by 30, it's 1.7 a day, right? So very achievable for me, especially the way that I work. So what do I need to do? Break that daily goal down. And what am I going to do daily? How am I going to initiate breaking them down by area, by section? You know, this is just how I do run my business. So, follow up, contact, appointments, you know, all of this, setting those up according to those goals, mapping those out. So absolutely, man, I know you do. I know that you have things broken down to daily, mm-hmm. and what you want to achieve for the month and what you want to achieve for the quarter.
Absolutely. I know I can be better at it, and I think that anybody that actually gets into practice isn't perfect. There's always room for improvement in anything that you do, and if you think that you're perfect at doing it, then, you know, you're definitely, you know, ego-driven. Don't let that ego drive what you're doing, especially when it comes to business, because if you – let your ego drive, it'll drive you right into a ditch. So, I set very smart goals. I have plans and things like that. There's a good reason why I have so many projects in the works is because, for instance, when I start to feel like a little bit of steam or energy run out on a particular project, I'm able to go over to another one and say, oh, okay, and I breathe new life into something. So, you know, I literally have dozens of publications that I'm sitting on only because I'm, you know, I prioritize according to where I get the most energy, where I'm able to kind of get it going. So my big goal as a writer is writing 1,000 words per day. Do I get it every day? No, but it's definitely one of my main goals is to get 1,000 words per day. It's something I teach my coaching students in writing is always get a daily minimum. Even if you're just writing, let's say, a sentence per day. A sentence per day is going to add up over time. If you try to procrastinate on putting a sentence per day, well, guess what you're going to have at the end of the year? Jack squat. You know, you're not going to have anything. So stop procrastinating. Just get it done. Get it done, and you'll feel good about yourself. It's kind of like my workouts. I don't put my workouts off till Monday. I say, fuck it. I'm going to the gym today, and I'm going to do that because it makes me feel good. It keeps me in great shape. It's something that really helps me out with my energy. Because, you know, my energy has always been very good since I was a kid. I think that, you know, I was very blessed with great genetics. My brother and my sister, exactly the same. They're very high energy. But I think that I really amplify that by doing my workout. So I wouldn't want to rob myself of having that extra energy by skipping my workouts and going, well, I'll just wait till Monday. No, no, don't procrastinate that. That's going to, it's going to make you good. Even if you go in and do, you know, a 4-minute hit and split, which is very possible, by the way.
Download my free report over at dalelroberts.com/4 minutes.
All joking aside, you know, you always have time. You just got to make it and just make it priority. It's just, if you're a writer, you write 1,000 words per day or 500 words per day. If you're a businessman, you know, like Kevin is, you take off those bite-sized chunks and realize what's the number of steps it's going to take to get to your ultimate outcome. So goal setting is all about having a target. You know, if you don't have a goal or a target to shoot at, it's like being blindfolded, spun around, and then just trying to shoot at your target. Yeah, good luck. You know, it's like putting on a blindfold and saying, well, drive to California now. You're fucked. You're going to run into a tree at some point, or a person, or wreck in some capacity. So get those goals set. And I think that that's going to be the one thing that's going to put cold water over procrastination's head, is if you just take that bucket and splash it right on top of it. It's called goal setting. Know where you're going, aim at it, go for it. You know, just do it. And don't get stuck on the analysis paralysis, being, okay, well, I'm not sure. Let me see if I can do 1 + 1 with the prime, cubed times XE. And I'm saying shit that I try to sound like I'm smart, but I'm not. Come into my van. But, you know, don't get stuck on the small details. And here's the thing, too, is also don't major in the minor things. I can't tell you how many times. And see, I do this. I do it probably daily. I'll go, oh, why the fuck am I doing that? You know, like getting on Facebook 50 times. Do I need to get on Facebook 50 times? Fuck no. I'm majoring in the minor things. Going to help my business? Is that going to get me to sell more books? Is that going to put food on my table? No, it's not. Maybe one time, maybe two times, but majoring in the minor things. You know, just trying to, I need to see about going and get a business card. You know what the best business card is? It's just going out there and shaking some hands and introducing yourself and actually caring about people. So if you're sitting there caught up on the type of card you're going to have, what's going to be on the front and the back, you know, not to shit on people that do cards, because I know, Kevin, you got your fair share, but I bet you didn't even hesitate. You're like, Kevin S. Allen, here's my phone number, there's my email address, there you go. You weren't, like, worried about having the super shiny, glossy piece of work that took you 5 hours to put together.
That's kind of funny you brought that up, man. I wish I still had my first business card, because that literally is all that it said on there. I had my first, last name, phone number, email address. That was it. It was white. Nothing on the back. That was it.
Yeah. And see, the thing is, it was effective. It probably set up your first gigs. And it wasn't like anybody was just completely left flaccid looking at your card. Sure, you could have had this flashy looking business card, but you would have been procrastinating by like spending 5 or 6 hours on this mundane task that otherwise, it's just small. So don't major in the minor things, because when you start to major in the minor things, it's kind of a way of procrastinating. Oh, let me get these easy things done first, and then I'll get to the big things. And here's a good quote, dude. You ready for this one? I have a lot pulled up here for today. So procrastination makes easy things hard and hard things harder.
Yes.
So there you go. You know, you got these easy things. Don't major in the minor things. I'm going to go ahead and take care of this flashy-looking business card instead of actually going out there meeting people. Yeah, meeting people can be a tough thing for some people, Kevin, and that's probably harder than going and getting a business card for some people. Do the hard things first. Don't put it off. Just get that shit done. And it was something that Dave Ramsey talks about, you know, when you're conquering debt, for instance. You know, he always said, go for the small one to get those ones done. So that's kind of a reverse philosophy of how he was doing things, because, you know, eventually you'll get to that large thing and you'll be able to take it on all at once. But I want you to think of this in the opposite of what Dave Ramsey says when it comes to taking care of, like, you know, your debt. When it comes to accomplishing things, when it comes to your business, get Go for the big dog in the yard. I want you to think of this like, you know, some prison mentality. You look for that big dog in the yard and punch it directly right in the face. So when I look at a book and when I want to conquer a book, the hardest part for me sometimes is going to be the editing. The only way for me to get to the editing is if I just actually, yep, just write it. Get that sumbitch out and, you know, not worry about, like, hitting the backspace or delete. I always tell people, don't touch the backspace or delete. It's wasting your damn time. You know, that's majoring on the minor things once again. So, yeah, you know, it's just procrastination. But top 10 reasons I procrastinate. Number one. That's it. Kevin's waiting. He's like, there's dead air. He's like, number one. Yeah, we put it off to later.
That was a good one. No, man, that's funny, dude, because speaking of writing and not hitting the backspace button, I told you I deleted, and I know there's going to be people, if they're listening to this, cringe, about 2,000 words out of a book. Yeah, man. Mistake.
That's two pages.
mistake and a half, dude, because now I'm sitting here going, I wish I would have left that in there because it's at a point where it would have been good. So, you know, just got to recreate it. Now, instead of, you know, being at 21, 22 pages along with adding some extra thing, it's only at 16, 17 pages. So, not a big deal. But this is kind of tagging along there with what you were just saying. Do not hit the back button. And I'll tell you this, man. When you were growing up and you ever went to the swimming pool as a kid, you know how you learn how to swim when you're little, right? Most people anyway. So did you go to the pool? Did you wade into the little kiddie pool before you went and got in the big pool? Hell no. You went and jumped off the diving board when you weren't supposed to, right? Because you were fearless. And you're like, you know what? I'm jumping balls deep into this thing. I don't care. You know what I mean? We honestly got to go back to being like that, having that kid mentality, man. Just go. Yeah. Just go for it. Jump in the deep end of the pool. Promise.
Be fearless.
You won't regret it. Be fearless.
Absolutely. Yeah. Be fearless. That's just a huge, huge thing is, you know, don't be afraid. One day you wake up and there won't be any more time to do the things you've always wanted to do. Do it now. Paulo Coelho said that. Yeah, do it now. I mean, don't put it off. Here's another good one by Dennis Waitley. Do you ever follow any of Dennis Waitley's stuff, dude?
I have a little bit, yes.
Yeah, Dennis is awesome. I love his stuff. Actually, I ended up picking up a course of his some time ago. I need to go back and open that one up. It's really good. But Dennis Waitley said, procrastination is the fear of success. People procrastinate because they are afraid of the success that they know will result if they move ahead now. Because success is heavy, carries a responsibility with it, it's a much easier to procrastinate and live on the someday I'll philosophy. Someday I'll, oh my gosh, someday I'll, you know, ride a boat. Someday I'll fly a plane. Someday I'll open my own business. Someday is today, guys. Stop deluding yourself into believing someday you'll do that. If you're saying someday on any one of those things, then you need to start taking action right now and do it right away. You know,
someday
a lot closer. You know, well, the only way to make someday closer is doing it.
Yeah, someday I'll get a hold of Dale, see how he's doing 24 years later.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and likewise. But yeah, it's really good, man. So I'm glad. I appreciate we had this heart-to-heart talk. Yeah, I was very, very kind of frustrated, but I knew I was like, man, we'll go ahead and hash this out. This is important that people listen to this, and that's one of the things I want everybody to kind of know when it comes to this business. So. Let's do a little bit of a career retrospective when it comes to Bootstrap Businessman, man. It's been about 2 months, man. Let's talk just a little bit about what we've accomplished in the first 2 months.
Sure. What haven't we accomplished, right? is more like it. And I want everybody to listen that is listening and stuff or passing this episode around. If you haven't hit the follow button, do so. But here's the thing. Dale has his own business, which if you spread his business out, I think you have 3 brands, 4 brands, you know, that you're working with. You know, I have my own business. So we're both busy, right? Everybody says I'm too busy.
Yeah.
Okay, we're both entrepreneurs in different business models, and we came together in this one, and we still are making time for this business, okay? Mm-hmm. So what we've accomplished, A, we've launched our podcast, right? And not only that, I mean, we're doing it twice a week. We've had several guests on, and we've got more lined up, you know, to bring into the mix. All walks of life. Everybody started as a hobby. So, you know, that's one thing. We are on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. And now we are available on SoundCloud. Okay? And that's just the podcast, man. So going off of that, we also have a website, you know, bootstrapbusinessman.com. You know, there's a lot of great posts, information on that website. We've published 31 journals. Dale, okay.
That seems right.
Yeah, we've got "Fuck It, You Can't Rule the World from Your Couch" is out on the published. "Fail to Succeed" is published. So there's actually two, you know, books, if you will, that people can read. We have merchandise. We have T-shirt brands. It's available on Amazon, and also Spreadshirt. So, I mean, yeah, you know, jump in here, man. I'm trying to ratchet down everything that we've got going on.
Yeah, well, I mean, you've got social media as well. We're spread out there on
social media
quite a bit. Yeah, a lot of social media. So we're starting to get some following, especially on Instagram. I noticed you're starting to build a nice little following. Twitter, we've got some. So, I mean, yeah, you've pretty much covered most of what we have done. Are there some things that we can refine? Absolutely. I know, for instance, and this is anybody that's listening to this, you're going to hear that by the 8th of this month, we'll no longer be on Blog Talk Radio. We'll let you know in future episodes where we're moving to. But as long as you go to show.bootstrapbusinessmen.com, once again, that's show.bootstrapbusinessmen.com, you will end up going to where our show is at. And we'll be able to redirect you to places like Stitcher, iTunes, YouTube eventually. So that's the
SoundCloud,
by the way.
Yep.
It's SoundCloud, which that's brand new for us today. So in any event, yeah, you know, that's, we're refining things as we go along. There's some things that we like, there's some things that we dislike. For instance, we discovered Spreadshirt may work out a little bit better for us than, say, using Amazon merch, because we got a little bit more freedom when it comes to Spreadshirt and doing some of our merchandise on there. So that's just a great example of us not procrastinating. We said, okay, we need some T-shirts. Well, fuck it. We'll go ahead and do it at Amazon merch. Well, we discovered that's just not working out for us, but we saw some other people that were successful in Spreadshirt and Zazzle. So this is, you know, we've accomplished a lot, and here's the really cool thing is we actually went from really not necessarily working in the red. It wasn't like we invested anything much more than time.
Zero.
Yeah, so we literally started at that zero line. So if you consider zero to be red, then that's fine. But we're functioning out in the black. We're making an income from the things. We're selling shirts. We're selling books. We're getting affiliate sales as well. So that means that Bootstrap Businessman is officially, you know, a running business. It's starting to pick up some momentum. Now, are we making millions? No. But we're definitely making enough to say that we're profiting. And we're also, one of the big things that you and I were wanting to do was passing information on to other people, showcasing really brilliant minds in our business was another thing. Was, you know, because I know a lot of fantastic people. We've already highlighted some of them, but man, we got so much more coming. And I think that was one of our missions was to hopefully speak to somebody out there that was like, oh, I don't know, I don't have time, or I don't know that I have the talent, or things like that. Come on, seriously. If you say you don't have the time or the talent, I want to tell you right now, there's a guy out there making a living being half naked, overweight, pouring chocolate sauce and singing happy birthday to people, okay? He's making a living. You're telling me that you are not as good as that? Seriously? You need to start creating some shit, you know? I'm not telling you to go and start stripping yourself naked, pouring chocolate sauce, singing happy birthday for pennies on the dollar, but come on. There's a guy out there who thought of something that worked for him. Hell, I mean, that's just an example on Fiverr, and I'll be posting something on our blog about Upwork and how to hire out people on that. And bearing in mind that I'm showing you on the hiring end of things, you could be hired for a specific skill. You know, you might be a good editor, or you might be a good proofreader. proofreading is easy. Anybody can do proofreading for the most part. It's going in there and figuring out, you know, a good, you know, good readability, which I'm sure there's probably some proofreaders out there. Professional proofreaders are probably going fucking ballistic right now. They're like, no, Andrew, that's a skill. Calm the fuck down, all right? Seriously. But, you know, in any event, you know, there's so much stuff out there that you can be able to do. So all that to say, Bootstrap Businessmen, we're very happy. We want to thank everybody that actually tunes in and listens to us, whether it be weekly or biweekly, or if you're just stopping in for the first time. Do us a favor. Obviously, we want you to click the follow button here or wherever you found us. But also drop in. Drop in on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook and leave us a message. Tell us that you listened to it and let us know your thoughts on things. Hey, if you think that it's complete, you know, train wreck, it's the drizzling shits, let's hear it. I want you to tell me. Be a man.
Be honest. Yeah.
Yeah, or if you think that, you know, this was awesome and it really revved you up and it got you to get on course, go for it. Do it. That's awesome. Tell us, because we don't know unless you tell us. And that's the huge thing is Kevin and I are not robots. We're not sitting here and, you know, and reading from a script. Yeah, sure, we got some script type things when it comes to our commercials, but for the most part now – Kevin and I we shoot from the hip and talk from the lip. That's just exactly the way we're going to do it, and that's the way we're going to keep it. So, hey, man, we're getting down. It's actually at the end of the hour. Any final thoughts?
Yeah, man, along with, you know, I just want to tag in there and stuff along with that. You know, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest. We're available on Pinterest, SoundCloud, anything like that, guys. If there's anything specific, also that maybe you can't wrap your mind around, right, a concept or how to get started, you know, shoot us a message. You know, we'll put an episode together, right? We'll bring the information to you. So just let us know. And, you know, also before we go, right now, you know, I want to let everybody know, we know you shop on Amazon. Okay. Mm-hmm. Who doesn't, right? We have a link in our show description for you. If you would bookmark that, and anytime you make a purchase through there, Amazon kicks a few pennies back our way. That just helps cover the overhead costs, you know, bringing this show to you live twice a week, and expanding out to social media, you know, and keeping that up and running. So just bookmark that. Also, in our notes, Dale has picked out a great book of the week for everybody, man. This is an awesome book, Invisible Selling Machine by Ryan Dice. You know, click there, go grab it. It's a great read. Won't take you a whole lot of time really to get through it. And then also we got a song in there. Just click that, grab that, download it to your phone or, you know, whatever device you got that you listen to music on. Trust me, it'll get you going for the day and it'll get you pumped up. So that's all I got, brother.
Under normal circumstances, we'd have a sponsor of the week, but today was just kind of one of those shows that we wanted to take a little bit of time for ourselves. So we included ourselves as a sponsor for this week. Enter for a chance at winning Fail to Succeed paperback at freebook.bootstrapbusinessmen.com. Once again, that's freebook.bootstrapbusinessmen.com. So if you go there, you can enter for a chance to win the paperback book of Fail to Succeed. You want to enter that as soon as possible because this is going to actually be a limited edition version. We are going to be re-releasing a new cover, something that's going to fit more of our image and our brand that Kevin and I feel represents us best. So get a copy today. Once when you're done entering for a chance to get that paperback, if you don't win, that's okay. You can still nab a free Kindle copy of Fail to Succeed if you go to fail.bootstrapbusinessmen.com. Once again, that's fail.bootstrapbusinessmen.com. That's good through April 5th. After that, you're going to have to spend a whole dollar, which ain't much, but you might as well save yourself a buck and get the free copy now. Download it. Where is it, number four in its books?
It is number four. Let me refresh. Hey, man, just good news. We actually got our first couple of likes on SoundCloud already, so we're already starting to make waves over there.
Nice.
Yeah,
it's
number four
in self-help. Yeah,
number four
good.
In self-help.
Yeah, number four in self-help, and right now it's in the top 3,000 in the free Kindle store. So, yeah, get yourself a free copy of that and pass the word, share it with people that you know. We want you to have that information out there. It's really a good read. I'm not going to just sit here and just try to toot my own horn, but I think that Kevin and I put together just quite an awesome read. And listen, you can do it you can read this puppy in less than a half hour. I'm telling you, it's that easy of a read. Kevin read it between sets in a workout, for crying out loud. I think you can definitely go get it for free, watch, you know, read it, you know, during your workout or on your commute to work, as long as you're not driving. You know, and you can do that.
You know.
But those two links, again, if you want to enter for the chance at the paperback, you want to do that before the next few days before the contest is up. That's freebook.bootstrapbusinessman.com to enter for a chance at the paperback. And to get the free Kindle version, you can simply go to fail.bootstrapbusinessman.com and get your copy today. So this has been an awesome, awesome podcast. I had a lot of fun talking with you, man, and it definitely feels really good to get some things off my chest. So I appreciate you listening and indulging me, as well as the listeners.
Sure, absolutely, man. We got to take a little bit of time every once in a while. It's great to have, you know, so many different perspectives on, but then we've also got to kind of talk where we're at, too. You know what I mean? So it's, yeah, good stuff, man. I'm excited where we're going, and, you know, that's going to be determined here real quick as far as our platform. But, you know, anybody that's listening, if you want, click the follow button. If not, jump over to SoundCloud and follow us, or jump onto iTunes or Stitcher. All three of those platforms, they have an option for you to follow. Just go grab it, set it up, set it and forget it. So,
who's Wednesday's guest, man, before we disconnect?
Give me 2 seconds here.
I put him on the spot.
kind of put me on the spot on that one.
All right. Sorry about that, bro.
No, you're fine, you're fine. Wednesday's guest. Got to pull up my calendar here. Okay. Right.
Maybe while he's looking up, I could do some Macho Man. Do you got that next guest, brother?
Her name is Ellie Burskow.
Okay.
She does some amazing coaching. And then she's also got like a mentoring. It's something different from her coaching program, but she does some kind of mentoring business that she's got. You know, she's real excited, a little eccentric, not gonna lie, she's a little eccentric, but you know what? That's cool, man. She's doing what she wants to do. And you know, one of her, a real quick background on her, you know, one of the businesses that she started it from scratch and ended up selling it for over $200,000 within 2 years.
We got to get on this, man. So yeah, guys, don't miss out on Wednesday's show. That's going to be tremendous. And as per usual, you never know what's going to come up. You're never going to know if we're going to be giving out freebies or if you're going to find out some great information on what's going to help you develop and grow your business. So tune in live if you can. Tune in live. And I don't know how many more live recordings we're going to have after this. But, you know, we'll see. We'll be able to tell you by Wednesday. If anything, we might have a pop-up episode. I loved it. Carol Langkamp slays me. Where she uses like, you guys are having an episode right now? Like, yep, that's what we do. But thankfully, Carol actually clicked the follow button, so Carol gets notifications. So that's why she was kind of, she knew exactly what was going on, when and how. So big shout out to Carol Langkamp. All right. Hey, thank you for tuning in, guys. Without dragging this out any further, on behalf of Bootstrap Businessmen, I'm Dale, my co-host Kevin. Take care, and we'll see you on Wednesday.
Have a good night.